Hey, Green Future Growers and Progressive Radio Network listeners. This is Jackie Marie Beyer, your host for the Organic Gardener Podcast. And I just want to say thanks so much for listening. I hope you subscribe on iTunes or your favorite Android app, podcast app. And if you haven't been to our website, I hope you'll check out the organicgardenerpodcast.com. If you go there, you can download our 7 awesome ways to save time in the garden. You can also find a link to free garden course where you can learn how to grow a garden if you're a new gardener, or how to expand into market farming if you want to learn how to expand your mini farm, etc. And just there's a little bit of something there for everyone. And also, you know, check out the 2018 Garden Journal and Data Keeper and the 2018 Garden Goals Challenge. You can listen to all in one episode. So thanks again for listening, and let's get growing. Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. Today it is Tuesday, July 17th, 2018. It's actually Mike's birthday. And I think the interesting thing is that his birthday last year is still the most downloaded day, or the day we got the most downloads, I think, ever. And it was, I think what I released are like 3 episodes of my friend Marissa talking about cooking from like 2015. So it sounds like listeners are interested in cooking. So it's a good thing, because today Andrea Catherine's here to tell us about what's cooking at the farmer's market or in your CSA or in the garden this week. So welcome back, Andrea.
Thank you, Jackie. Great to be here. And I'm excited to chat with you today. It's been an interesting season for me. I'm not sure how much I mentioned in the last episode, but I've been going through lots of change, especially with my work situation. And I realized last night I made a warm meal for the first time in a while that wasn't just like fried eggs and toast and like some sauteed vegetables and mushrooms. And so if there are folks listening who are like, ever feel stuck about cooking, but you know, you love to cook, or you kind of get into that judgy place. Well, it happens to me too, for sure. And I just realized, you know, where I've been emotionally, because normally cooking is my go-to. It's my a resting point, a savior for me in a way. And I know that I've been in a hard spot because I haven't even been doing it very much. So it was really refreshing to just make a warm meal. And I made a lentils and rice and some cabbage, the cabbage I shared on the episode last time. So it was really good. And I guess it's an invitation to anyone who feels like they're in that stalling place to just let yourself be where you are and let it come back, and it will, and it will nourish you again. And it's all good.
Well, I think a lot of that is it's summertime, and summertime in Montana is just a little bit different than other places, because we have such long days and we're out and we're doing things and we're active, and like there's almost a whole day after you could get off of work or something, and it just seems like, and then it's also super hot in the middle of the afternoon, right? And it cools down, and that probably leads, like, I think we're all, plus at my house, we're kind of in that in-between stage where like the only vegetables coming out of the garden are really the greens. You know, mm-hmm. We don't have any broccoli or cauliflower or tomatoes or peppers or anything. Our peas are just coming on. Mike picked me peas this morning. We pick like 1 or 2 on other days. So I think that might, I know that's been like a thing at my house, like what to cook for dinner late night. You're finally getting to cook and it's cooling down, ready to eat, like, you know, 8, 9, just later in the evening. So,
right.
I can totally relate.
Absolutely. And I know for me, I get absorbed into the summer mode, and then suddenly I'm hungry really quickly, you know, because I'm just in whatever I'm doing. And so It is a different kind of season, right? It's not, oh, we just finished cooking and it's getting dark and now we need to think about what to cook for the next meal. That's definitely not the time of year it is. So the greens, though, we've talked about, I think last time we talked about cabbage, mm-hmm. and I mentioned Napa cabbage, which is an Asian green. Sometimes I find that these vegetables that I did not have growing up as a kid are the most delicious and satisfying. In addition to Napa cabbage, bok choy and tot soy are things that I absolutely love. Have we talked about those yet?
We talked about bok choy. We did not talk about tot soy.
Tot soy. It's very similar. You know, it's like any leafy greens. It has lots of vitamin C and it boosts your immune system, helps with eyes and skin, which can be really helpful in this hot weather, right? To nourish ourselves with things that are going to soothe those organs that can get overheated, the eyes and the skin, right? And what I love about tot soy is it's easy to eat raw or cooked. Bok choy is, the stems are thicker and I'm less likely to just like peel one off and eat it raw. But with tot soy, I could just do that. And some people listening might be like, wow, who are you? But if you hang out with a lot of farmers, and you probably know this, Jackie, farmers eat the most greens of anyone I know. I would go to these like farmer gatherings and these people work so hard. They work so hard. And then you go and you think they're going to have like all meat and, you know, heavier vegetables on their plates. And you get in like a buffet line with all these people and they have a plate of greens. Like they just have this appreciation for the vitamins in the greens. And so, yeah, it's late night. You don't have a lot coming out of the garden. Maybe you're tired. Salads are perfect this time of year. They give us really a lot of what we need. And so tot soy, I've just chopped it up and made salads with. You can cook it like bok choy, or you can make, I'm going to share a recipe from Margaret Beck, who's working with me this summer. I shared one of her recipes last week, and this is a spicy Thai tot soy. So if you're wanting a little kick, you can do it this way. You could also, you can always change the spices, right? So this is just a little cooking tip that I love. Often I look at a recipe as like the skeleton or the framework for what I'm going to make. It gives me an idea about how to put something together so that I don't do something ridiculous like lentils and pasta. I think I mentioned last time that I tried to do that once when I was in my 20s and it was a disaster.
Wait, I wanted to ask you that last time. So what? I have two things. Well, one, lentils and pasta is like a big Italian thing. So like, what did you do? Like, you cook them in the same water?
I don't remember. Pasta? Maybe I guess I just need the right recipe. I think I had French lentils and I don't remember what kind of pasta I had. Like, it could have been like, it was some kind of macaroni or some noodle that was similar to that. Anyway, I think everything just got overcooked and mushy and it was bad news. And so I would love, I guess I need a little lesson in Italian cooking. But for me, it was a bad experience, whatever I tried to do. And it was, you know, almost 15 years ago now. So I can't.
Hey, there's my timer. Hold on a sec.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Oh, yes, it's done. It doesn't look done in the middle, but the knife came out clean. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all good. It's all good. So this.
Okay.
Did you have another question?
I did, because what, tot soy is a green, like a lettuce green, or is it more like a cabbage, like bok choy, or what is it? I thought it was like a, you know, like a spring green you find in spring green mix. Am I wrong?
You might have it in some spring green mixes. When it's by itself, it looks like a mini bok choy, but it's like the stems are thinner. They're not as juicy.
Okay. I don't think we've grown it, so I guess I don't know what it looks like.
It's lighter than a bok choy. Yeah, and a little crisper. So this spicy Thai topping for your tot soy that I think Margaret adapted from a recipe land recipe, but I want to share it because I think what happens in the summer is with all the celebrations, 4th of July and birthdays and gatherings, we tend to eat a lot of heavy, spicy food. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't always pair the best with our digestive system. Mm-hmm. And so what I like about this is it's spicy, but it's with a green. It's with a gentle green in a way. You know, tot soy isn't like a mustard green. So it's not a bitter green, so to speak, but it's adding that water element and the cooling element instead of, you know, naturally being pungent or heavy or any of those things. And so I like the idea of, okay, I want spicy, but let's still have this cooling element in there. Does that make some sense? Like, instead of having a burger or something heavier or something that might just not sit well with us in the heat, we can have a cool salad with some spice added to it. So it's just another thing to try. You can also saute tatsoi, and it cooks up pretty quickly and it's really delicious. So for this recipe, she's suggesting combining minced fresh ginger and garlic and she said Thai chili pepper. So like an actual chili pepper, make sure you remove the seeds, so with this, you can leave that out if you want. The ginger and the garlic may be enough spice, just depending on who you are and how it tastes to your body and how it feels in your body, how you feel afterward. And then this recipe actually uses fish sauce and lime juice and olive oil and honey. And if you're not a fish sauce person, you can make up your own variation with soy sauce or Worcestershire sauce or Bragg's amino acids and mix that with lime juice and a little bit of water. So it's easy to substitute things in, right? Sometimes it feels like, oh, I can't make that recipe. I don't have the right ingredients. My guess is you can make that recipe with different ingredients. So it's another little challenge. But then that honey, it gives a little bit of sweetness, which is really helpful in the summer when a little bit of sweet. All right, then you can just mix that sauce with the sauteed tatsoi and salt and pepper and serve. And you can have that, you could put it on, you know, any kind of meat or fish dish that you're already eating, or you could have it by itself. You can mix it with rice. But again, it's this idea of how can we incorporate these things that are coming out of the garden into these more celebratory foods that maybe we're having when we gather with people for a family reunion or a dinner party or that kind of thing. It doesn't have to all be, you know, hot dogs and hamburgers, which my guess is the people who are listening, that's not what they're preparing anyway. But to be really experimental and try mixing, you know, some of the spices, like in this case, that you might use for a fish dish, or pho, Vietnamese pho, if you make that, it's similar, and adding those spices just to the vegetables and seeing what happens. And you can play around with it. Last week we talked about mint. Mm-hmm. I guess it was cabbage a few weeks ago. So last week we talked about mint and herbs. So you could try subbing some in, right? You could add cilantro to this. You could add mint. You can just see how those different herbs make it pop. And then notice actually how you're feeling. I think that's part of my work as an Ayurvedic health counselor and health coach, is not just what tastes good, but what feels good. What's the after effect of what you eat? So if you make this recipe in this way spicy and your digestive system isn't happy in the next few hours or immediately, notice that and try something different. Use some of those cooling herbs like cilantro, like mint, like basil, so that you're not taxing your digestive system. So you can have greens in a way to complement whatever else you're having in the day, especially if you are at a dinner party. And that keeps coming up as we talk right now, I think, because it just seems like the season of gathering and also of quick food, because we're busy. And so one of my strategies when I do go to people's houses for dinner or gather with people, or I have to bring my food somewhere, is to make sure that I'm bringing something I really want to eat and that's going to nourish me, because the likelihood that wherever I go, there's going to be chips and salsa, there's going to be burgers, there's going to be things that are delicious but maybe aren't going to leave me feeling good. My strategy is, okay, if I bring the thing that's going to make me feel good, then at least I know that I have access to it there. So tatsoi, I think, is super fun. They're easy greens to grow. Again, they're a lot like bok choy. They're good for your immunity and helping protect your eyes and skin, which can take a toll this time of year with the heat.
Cool. I like the way you wrapped that up at the end and reminded us that this is a vegetable that's good for your eyes and skin, because those are definitely taking a beating right now. And my question, I'm kind of curious about, like, is this something that would marinate well in the fridge? Like, if you put it together, would you make the sauce separately? Like, let's say you're going to make it the night before your potluck is after work or at lunchtime, or, you know, just like, can you prepare this ahead of time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what I would do is maybe not cook the greens as much if it's going to sit in the sauce, right? Or if you can make the sauce ahead of time and then right before the thing, saute the greens and mix the sauce in. But absolutely, the sauce could go ahead of time. I think you could try it, right? It's just, it'll depend on how long it's sitting and how fresh the tatsoi is too, right? And
true.
I always like things more fresh and crisp. So what I would probably lean toward is keeping them separate and mixing them right before and just saying, hey, can I use your stove for a second? Because that's all it's going to take, is just a moment to heat those up. You could also try it raw and see how it goes. Just chop it up, chop up the tatsoi and have the sauce, and instead of sauteing it, have it raw. But my guess is having it raw is just going to be different. It's going to feel more like a spicy salad than it would like a condiment or something. So it depends again what you're using it for, because you could use this sauce with tatsoi and a bunch of other vegetables, like carrots, for example. Yeah, you know, you could mix carrots in. And my favorite way, I think I've already shared this, to slice carrots for a salad is to use a vegetable peeler and just keep peeling and peeling and peeling. And the carrots are like this very thin ribbon-like. That would probably go really well with this. You could even add in some like toasted sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds or something like that if you were going to have this alone. Just being creative and bulking it up is also another option if you were, you know, taking it somewhere as a dish on its own.
Cool. You know, I've been seeing that carrot peeler trick a lot of places now. Like, I don't know if it's just standing out to me or like everybody's talking about it, but I've seen that in several recipes in the last couple of weeks, it seems like. And then I like that we got our first carrots, Mike picked yesterday. I mean, they were itty bitty teeny tiny ones, but you can, you know, you get that feeling it's not going to be long now. And so yeah, one of the challenges I've had is like picking kale and Swiss chard and sauteing it, and then it just seems like if I put it in the fridge, it's just like, I'm just like, it's not even worth it. Like, I just want to pick a fresh batch every time that I cook it, because it's just not holding in the fridge so well. So that's what kind of made me wonder, how do you spell tatsoi? Is it T-A-T-S-O-I or?
It is.
Okay.
It is that. Exactly. Yeah, that's true, right? I know my greens go so quickly, and I don't know if I said this before, but I definitely go through a full CSA or farm share very easily on my own and pretty quickly. Like, I'm always ready for the next week because I'm just really enjoying making things that are in season. And again, it's okay if you experiment with something and it doesn't turn out the first time. Just keep going for it and seeing what works for you.
When do you go pick your, I should meet you when you go pick it up and check out, do you go to Brooks Farm?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, well, so I go Tuesday night. So tonight at 5, around between 5 and 7, I pick up. You can also pick up at the market, but I pick up at their house. So they have two locations. They have a spot in town where they do have a hoop house, and it's about a quarter acre farm. And then she has a spot out on Conn Road where I worked last summer. And we'll also be going this Friday morning to pick up some donations for the Ravenwood Outdoor Learning Center camp. I'm running their kitchen for 2 weeks here coming up, cooking in the woods. So it'll be fun to share some recipes from out there. But yeah, you could join me on a Tuesday and you could check out their in-town plot, and then we could drive out to the Conn Road location and check that one out as too.
Okay, because I was talking to a listener yesterday. I've been trying to talk to listeners and get some feedback on like what I can do, what they're really looking for on my website, and what I can do to like fix that garden course Mike and I have been working on, and just like, just any kind of feedback. Well, I have the summer, I have time to talk. Like everybody always says, talk to your listeners. So one of them mentioned that they would like to see what our farmers markets look like. And I've like last year I was like so bent, like I'm going to do a farm tour, and then it completely fell apart. I didn't do anything. And so I think it would be fun to go visit different farmers in different places. And that's kind of why I was thinking about the farmers markets.
Yeah.
So cool.
Well, you know, before we wrap up, sorry, Jackie, I did an interview with Brooke for the Cornucopia show. And that might be one that would be fun to share with listeners. So we were on the farm and talking about what it's like to be a farmer here in Northwest Montana.
What's the Cornucopia show?
It's a podcast. It's like the cult culture and business of food. And I did a few episodes for them interviewing young farmers here in Montana and in Michigan. So I'll send you that link so that you can share it with folks here.
Cool. All right. I haven't heard of that. I'll have to check it out. Maybe it'll be a good new listen.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Cool. Thanks. This is fun.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing with us this morning, Andrea. And I'm excited to meet you this week. Hopefully we're going to connect finally. Yay. And have a wonderful summer.
Thank you so much. You too.
Hey there, Green Future Growers. Would you like your friends and neighbors to create an organic oasis too? Would you like others in your area to learn about earth-friendly practices for their gardens and yards? If so, we would love it if you would share the Organic Gardener podcast with your local community or college radio station today. Thanks again for listening, and remember, grow local.